fairly deep and rapid river, and was drowned out of sheer caprice, simply because she wanted to be like Shakespeare's Ophelia. Indeed, had the cliff, which she discovered long before and which had become her favourite spot, not been so picturesque, and had there been a prosaic flat river bank instead, she would perhaps never have committed suicide at all. This is a true story, and I should not be surprised if during the last two or three generations there were not a few similar or identical occurrences. In the same way, Adelaide Musov's action was no doubt a reflection of other people's ideas and the impulse of a mind cribbed and confined. She may have wanted to show her feminine independence, to challenge the social conventions and the tyranny of her class and her family. And an accommodating imagination persuaded her, let us say, only for a brief moment, that Fyodor Karamazov, in spite of his status as a sponger, was one of the bravest and wittiest men of that progressively improving epoch, while as a matter of fact he was nothing but an ill-natured clown. The affair acquired still greater piquancy from the fact that it involved an elopement. This greatly appealed to Adelaide. As for Fyodor Karamazov, he was at the time very much disposed towards enterprises of this kind by his social position, for he passionately desired to make a career for himself by